Yesterday, we heard about how one family is navigating the school enrollment process. Turns out when you're trying to get into the best schools, it's complicated. There are lots of steps, and it's hard even for someone with resources. WWNO's Jess Clark brings us back to the story of Kate Sherman and her son, Remy. Kate is a sales manager for WWNO, and she's trying to get Remy into first grade at the district's top schools.
By the end of December, Kate and her husband Craig have spent countless hours flipping through the district's public school guide and attending meetings, open houses, and filling out paperwork.
It's almost college-level paperwork for a first-grade entry.
It's hard for Kate, but it's even harder for low-income parents. Rashida Govan is with the Louisiana Urban League, which studies and advocates for African-American and low-income families.
I've seen these families, we work with these families, and they'll do anything for their children. But those barriers are so significant, time being a very big one.
Govan says many poor, working parents are already juggling multiple low-wage jobs. Many are also single parents. If they can make the time for meetings and test dates, getting there is another problem.
20% of families in this city don't even have a car. They have to catch buses, things as basic as transportation or even access to the internet.
Those are resources that not everyone has in New Orleans. And Govan says those barriers play out in schools' demographics. Audubon and Lesher are wealthier and whiter than most New Orleans public schools. And there can be other barriers to getting into good schools.
And if I can remember my login.
When Kate finally fills out the One app, her first choice is Edward Hines in Lakeview. Kate and Craig went to the Hines open house, and they were really impressed, especially with the campus. Parents raised hundreds of thousands of dollars for new playground equipment.
If you have that sort of parent involvement, you can really make a great school.
A great school that's not equally accessible to everyone in the city. The school has a special arrangement with the district that allows it to set aside extra seats for kids in its Lakeview neighborhood, one of the widest, wealthiest zip codes in the city.
Those are things that we know are exclusionary tactics, right? Or even if it's intended or unintended, it has disparate outcomes.
Erica McConduit is also with the Louisiana Urban League. She says the Orleans Parish School Board needs to make A-rated schools more accessible.
If we have to course correct some, then that is the responsibility of the district.
The district says it's already made adjustments in recent years, like requiring schools to make more seats available for kids outside their neighborhoods and help them with transportation. Hines, for example, buses in many low-income African-American students from New Orleans East. Ken Ducote is director of the Greater New Orleans Collaborative for Charter Schools, which represents Audubon, Lesher, and Hines. He says these schools aren't weeding out low-income families. They're attracting middle and upper-income families.
It was believed that after desegregation, that in order to serve children and community better, you had to prevent minority isolation.
Historically in New Orleans, white families and middle and upper-income families have largely attended private schools. Some of the best public schools, like Lesher, were designed to attract those students into the public school system to be educated alongside their Black and low-income peers. Admissions policies aside, Ducote and the Urban League both say the bigger issue is that there aren't enough good schools. Kate says if Remy doesn't get into any of her choices, she may consider a private school or even moving to Jefferson Parish.
I don't know that outside of our choices that we've applied to that I would feel comfortable with Remy going to another school.
Kate has options. But for low-income families, if they can't get into one of the few A-rated schools, they're still stuck in the public school system. For those families, really good schools, schools with experienced teachers and high-quality curriculums, they often remain out of reach. In New Orleans, I'm Jess Clark.
That was the second half of a two-part series looking at the challenges families face in applying to the top public schools. For part one, go online to WWNO.org.